This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
The start of NBA free agency, Kawhi Leonard opted out.
Kawhi Leonard delivers again.
The Heat could use Dragic in a sign-and-trade package with the Raptors to bring Kyle Lowry to South Florida.
Right wing three is good for Kyle Lowry.
It's absolutely amazing that free agency hasn't even begun yet, and it sounds like it's a lockadini that Kyle Lowry is going to be with the Miami Heat.
Well, you know how this goes, Creasy. They always work these things out. Pat Riley's, like I said, he's that friend that you never leave in the room by yourself with your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? This dude's always lurking. He's always working some stuff. You trust him, but you just don't trust him. I'm very sneaky, sir.
It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn, along with Bart Scott. Right here on ESPN Radio, and it is time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Before we get to the NBA free agency, we will also get to, what do we need? What are you pointing at?
The breaking news.
I'm anxious. See, Bart, sometimes when you're driving the car, will reach over and grab the wheel. And most of the time you're okay, but sometimes they'll steer it into the embargo.
Can't wait.
Breaking news. We've got it. And it's that Carson Wentz, the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, is going to miss 5 to 12 weeks. That's kind of obscure. 5 to 12 weeks. This tweeted by Adam Schefter just a few moments ago. Frank Reich announced that Wentz will have surgery on his foot. So this is obviously a bad situation for the Colts. If 5 weeks would not be the worst, that only means a few weeks, into the season. But 12 weeks, I mean, you're talking about 3 months at that point. That could be into November.
Yeah, that basically sounds how it is when I drop my car off to my mechanic. I was like, hey, man, like, when can I spend it back? About 4 to 12 weeks. Hold on, man. That's 3 months. Don't be talking to me in weeks. You know what I'm saying? That's 3 months.
Could be anywhere from $300 to $4,000. Could be anything like that. And certainly the folks in Philadelphia are not thrilled about this either.
They're crying. They're crying right now, too, especially because of the fact that Devonta Smith is out 3 weeks.
Yep.
3 weeks with the MCL. So it's just bad news for them all across the board.
So we'll get more into this in just a little bit, but that is the breaking news that Carson Wentz is going to be out indefinitely with this foot injury. I am excited for free agency to start tonight. And as I kind of alluded to, in so many ways, it's already been going on. And we're going to hear it at 6:01 Eastern time tonight of so many deals that have already gotten done. And it didn't just happen in a minute of negotiation that got done. But even that being the case, Bart, there are some curious situations here.
Yeah.
And one of them, to begin with, is Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, who there's a strong chance he may not play this upcoming year because of a slight tear in his MCL.
That's crazy, too. ACL.
With surgery.
ACL.
Are those the MCL?
No, ACL. MCL, okay. You don't even need one. You can play with that four weeks.
All right, my bad then. So with a slight tear in the ACL, and that could be anywhere from a couple of months to the entire season. And we saw what happened with Kevin Durant and the Nets a couple of years ago. If they're signing, if someone else is signing Kawhi Leonard, or if the Clippers are signing Kawhi Leonard to a long-term deal, a max contract, they're not going to screw around. They're going to let him sit out and make sure that he's 100%. But it is a little bit odd that he chose to opt out in this situation.
Yeah, he opted out because I think they only have they don't have his bird's rights. Mm-hmm. And so that means they can't give him a 5-year deal. So by him opting out and doing a 1+1, that allows him to be able to get the supermax after next year and be a free agent again next year. If you're going to be a free agent, that also holds the organization, if he is able to play, that holds the organization underneath the gun that, hey, they got to make sure that they do right and the team looks like it's going in the right direction, because they want to re-sign Nick Batum, who's a great player for them. He was a guy that was that versatile big that when they really couldn't keep up with the Aitons of the world, they put him out there. He stretched the floor but still big enough and versatile enough and strong enough to be able to play great, solid pick-and-roll defense.
Well, let's listen to Wendy on this topic. Brian Windhorst, ESPN. ESPN NBA insider on this decision by Kawhi to opt out.
If he was 100% going to stay with the Clippers, he would stay into his contract and extend off of that. That financially would be the best decision. Also, if he had done that, he would have enabled the Clippers to apply for a disabled player exception, which would have given them a $10 million one-time exception they could use to sign a player in free agency that could add to that. By him opting out, they lose that. So that is not him operating in concert with the team, which makes me wonder what his intentions are. I'm not projecting what his intentions are. I'm just saying that he doesn't seem to be operating in concert with the Clippers.
So if that's the case, it is a little bit strange all around that he would choose to do that when financially he could get the absolute most money by extending off of a contract for next year.
223, right? Yeah. 223 I think he can get. But I tell you what, you know, you never know with Kawhi. Kawhi is like, you talk about poker face. Mm. He is the ultimate poker player. Like, you never know what he – I don't think he knows what he's going to do until he does it. But, you know, especially when he could have saved the organization $10 million because that would be a lot of money where they can be able to maybe try and retain a guy like Batum. But it's important that he comes back or they try and win immediately because let's just say it is on the lighter end of that, you know, time frame as far as him coming back from ACL. And when it's not a full tear, it's not the same rehab and the same, you know, rehabilitation coming back. You know, so like if it's a slight tear, if it wasn't all the way tear, they only had to repair certain parts. So that part's the only part that has to heal. So he couldn't, I think, be able to come back on the lighter end of that. And then if they do that, then their team that's right there, I mean, if Kawhi doesn't get hurt, do they beat the Suns? Maybe. I mean, Paul George had to go to pandemic. He went to playoff P. But they did, you know, but the Suns did beat them when they had Kawhi. But you would think with the momentum of how well they were playing and they figured it out that Kawhi would have been a difference and they would have been in the finals. And then, you know what I'm saying, if you put them in the finals with Giannis, it's a chance that they could win because if Kawhi went out there, they made all this fuss about, you know, him turning down the Lakers to go play with the Clippers, and that ends in a loss. I mean, you talk about team guys that's under pressure, right? Kawhi's one of them because he put his own super team together, called Paul George, got Paul George got out of his contract. You got now Russell Westbrook out there because he finally says he's been trying to do this for 2 years, and you still got Brooklyn out there, you know what I mean? So those are the teams with the most pressure, but those are also the individuals with the most pressure because Kawhi's been dubbed as the, you know, pushing LeBron for the best player in the NBA, best two-way player, but if he can't deliver championship to the Clippers, then it's a failed experiment.
But let me ask you this question, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not this guy. But if he is doing that, does he know something else? Does he know that somebody else wants to go play with him someplace else? Like, I don't know, Dame Lillard wants to go play with him somewhere else to a situation.
Oh, you're not a conspiracy theorist.
No, not at all. But maybe he wants to go. I mean, what are places that have a lot of cap room? Knicks. Knicks have a lot of cap room. Amazing how I came up with that.
I know today, you know, a spoiler alert that we have Stephen A. And he had a bit of a theory that maybe Dame Dollar maybe want to take his talents.
Stephen A. is going to join us at 1 p.m. Eastern, 50 minutes from now. But this is interesting. And then there's Chris Paul. Yeah. Who opted out. Now, we expected that.
Yeah.
But the question to me is twofold. How much money are the Suns going to be willing to give him? 3 years and 100?
Yeah, 3 years, 100.
They can give him 3 for $143, but I don't.
Right.
Well, I can't see them giving him that much.
Well, they have to make sure that they can try and re-sign Payne, right? Because, right. You know, you would think that, you know, if they re-sign Payne, he would be the heir apparent to Chris Paul once Chris Paul, you know, is done playing basketball. I mean, at Chris Paul's age, you're not giving him more than 3 years. You know, he's on a short-term contract from contract to contract. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, 3 years, $30 million allows them to have some flexibility to kind of retain some of their free agents and pending free agents in the future.
The other thing, too, though, is if you're Chris Paul, are you definitively going to just take that because it's a better opportunity to win a championship, but if you could get $20 million more from someplace else, which you can get 3 for $123 from somebody else. Like, would the Knicks be nuts to offer Chris Paul 3 for $123?
Well, I think Chris Paul would be nuts to take it, right? I think he's in a good situation with a coaching staff that he absolutely loves. with a team that's young, that can handle his bullish and his type of leadership, right? Because they're all in, right? Whatever Chris Paul says, we do. You take him and you put him where they may have another veteran star, then you have to be able to convince. He has to do that work all over again. And not everybody has blended well, let's say the least, with Chris Paul and his leadership skills.
But when I look at a team like the Knicks, and listen, I'm bringing them up because they're one of the few teams that has a ton of space.
Yeah.
See, that can do something.
See, the Knicks are interesting, right? Because we think they're going to get one of those secondary stars, right? Kyle Lowry potentially pushes out Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball maybe triggers Dinwiddie, right? Dinwiddie maybe triggers, you know, but for me, I've been saying this a long time ago, and what you want to look for is disgruntled stars.
Yes.
And when you look at what Zach LaVine has said in Chicago about being able to want a respectful contract, this doesn't bode well to me for Chicago, who's tried to go out there and make trades. But, you know, they still, after the mega trade that they made, I forget the center that they got, you know, after making the mega trade for him, they still didn't even make the playoffs. Now, I think if you can give up R.J. Barrett and you get a star that's in his prime ready to go now, you can give up R.J. Barrett and maybe Mitchell Robinson, you have an opportunity to maybe steal a guy like Zach LaVine and pair him with a Julius Randle and still not pay Julius Randle that supermax so you can maybe get another star and tell Julius Randle, thank you for your services.
All right, let's get more into it. Vucevic was the center.
Yeah, Vucevic.
This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. For more insight, we welcome in our ESPN front office insider. That's Bobby Marks, who joins us right now via the Goodyear hotline. Bobby, it's Chris Carlin and Bart Scott on the eve of free agency beginning tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time. First of all, your take on Kawhi Leonard opting out of his contract last night. Maybe it was expected. Maybe it wasn't, but as we heard from Brian Windhorst, it may not have been necessarily the most beneficial for him thing for him to do financially, and it certainly doesn't help the Clippers right away either.
Yeah, I mean, and I wrote about it when they got eliminated that if the best for the best interest of Kawhi from a long term, you know, financial interest would have been to opt in and then sign that extension for another 4 years. He can only sign a four-year contract with the Clippers right now. So basically it's only really 3 years of new money. And I think the likelihood is that you'll see him probably do a 1+1 and become a free agent again next year for the third year and I think 4 years here. And you're right. Yeah, they're not allowed to apply for this disabled player exception because he's technically a free agent right now. And we wait and see what Kawhi will do, and it's basically going to be a $39 million salary to rehab for most of the year and then probably become a free agent again next year.
Does that force the organization to make sure that they surround and build the right team around Kawhi? I mean, I don't know. I know it's a lot of, you know, I'm optimistic that he'll be able to get back to play because it was a partial tear, not a full tear. It depends on what Kawhi want to risk going forward. You know, because, you know, I think partial tears heal a lot faster than full tears, and he should be back maybe in 8 months if he feels like risking it. But if he's going to – if you're the Clippers, do you try and push him to come back, not knowing if he's going to sign a long-term deal? Because that's a lot of coin to give somebody that may opt out, get healthy, and say thank you for $39
million. Yeah, I think what the direction is probably going to be, and I think you started to see it a little bit at the night of the draft, is there's going to be a little bit of a youth movement shift with this group here with, Terrence Mann did a lot of good things in the playoffs. They went out and moved up a couple spots to get Keon Johnson from Tennessee. They got 2 second-round picks with Jason Preston and B.J. Boston. And that's something that's kind of was lacking, with Kawhi out for probably most of this year. You're going to see a little bit of a youth movement here. And I think the priorities are still going to be try to re-sign Reggie Jackson and Nick Batum or two free agents here. But, you're just going to let this play out as far as with Kawhi from an injury standpoint, from his rehab. You're probably not going to push him back. And if maybe you get him back on the court in April or maybe you get him back in March, it's basically going to be probably on his timetable.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, NBA front office insider, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Bobby, one other situation that looks like it's going to be kind of locked in is Chris Paul. He did opt out of his deal, but Can you even put a percentage on the chance that he would not end up back in Phoenix?
0.01.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I never want to say never because you never know whatever happens in this world, but I would say there's probably like a 99.9% chance, unless barring the unexpected here. I think Chris declining that $44 million option was more about trying to get some length on the back end of the contract here. The likelihood is that the number probably gets a little bit lower, and then there's maybe two or maybe even 3 years additional added to that, and then we go from there. And then 2 years from now, when we're talking, you're going to be like, Bobby, man, that Chris Paul contract's terrible. I'm going to say you're right. It is terrible. But we live in the moment, and for Phoenix's sake, that's what you have to do. You know, you have to bring back the same group that was a couple games away from winning it all.
And you know what's crazy, Bobby? It feels like that maybe the Lakers rushed the gun because, I mean, if Chris, they can get Chris Paul at maybe $35 million a year, they're paying to Brody, what, $44 million? I know it's a year shorter, but they maybe jumped the gun because it feels like that Wizard trade would have always been there.
Yeah, I think it would have just been harder because you would have basically, Chris would have had to opt in to his contract and then somehow force a trade to the Lakers just because of the hard cap. You know, getting a player in a sign and trade, you hard cap yourself at 143. They're not with Westbrook because he was already under contract. So I think they probably went a little bit more of the safer route with Westbrook because it still gives them some options to build out the bench, to bring back Horton Tucker and Caruso. We'll see what happens with Dennis Schroeder as far as if they can maybe use him in a sign and trade. So I think it would have been hard for them to wait it out and with free agency here because, you know, you probably could have missed, you know, the ability to go out and get a Westbrook.
That's crazy because Kyle Lowry is kind of like the star, you know, the blooming rose, you know, for free agency. But, you know, when you think about the secondary stars like DeRozan, like Dinwiddie, like Schroeder, what's the most likely destination for those guys? And I'm trying to figure out where will the Knicks find themselves as far as trying to upgrade and improve their roster? Because it looks like they were not in on spending any of that draft equity to try and get a young star. It looks like they want somebody that's established.
Yeah, I mean, I think with New York, you're probably looking at guys like Evan Fournier. You know, certainly has played really well in France for France during the Olympics. As far as getting some shooting, much needed shooting, I think you're probably likely going to be bringing Derrick Rose back. Mitchell Robinson, I heard you guys talk about him. I think he's under contract, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do some type of renegotiation with his contract to maybe bump it up a little bit so that takes away some room. But I still think the Knicks are still in that direction of, you know, signing guys to short-term contracts, keeping all your draft assets, and waiting for that next disgruntled superstar to be out. Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of – you're going to be in a little bit of a holding pattern waiting for that, or even next offseason when they're – a really good free agent class here, Beal potentially. And then, you know, guys like DeRozan, it's surprising, you know, DeMar 8 years in a row, 20-plus points. He's still in the prime of his career and has kind of flown under the radar because it's been such a point guard-heavy market. And he's a guy that's dictated by what happens with Kyle. You know, if Kyle goes to Miami, like we think, then maybe Dallas opens up as a potential market or maybe New York, you know, comes into play here. But you call around the teams and you call around the agents and they're basically, everyone is a little bit of in that holding pattern until the Lowry decision is made.
Yeah, and it seems like, Bobby, that deal is probably going to go through with Lowry going to the Heat and a potential sign of trade later on, at least from what we're reading. Bobby Marks with us, ESPN NBA front office insider. Last one from me. Do you expect genuinely or a lot of actual movement, or is this going to be more guys staying in the same place than perhaps we've seen before when free agency opens up?
I think from a free agent standpoint, I think you're going to see a lot of guys return back to where they played. I just think the financials of the league right now, we're in, you have a salary cap that's only going to increase 3%, so it goes from 109 to 112. It's frozen. I mean, we're just in a frozen place where you'll see probably more trades like we saw at the draft. We'll see what happens with Beal. We'll see what happens with Lillard. We'll see what happens with Simmons. But the best way to to improve your roster is basically going to be in the trade market or trying to hit some of these like singles and doubles. Hopefully a guy who thinks he can make $5 million is, you know, stuck with looking at the, you know, veteran minimum exception.
It's crazy because we haven't talked at all in this offseason about Kemba Walker. It's almost like he doesn't exist.
Yep.
It's like he's a Loch Ness monster.
That's a wild card. I would put that as a wild card there because I think a lot of it just depends on his medicals, right? If there's a comfort level from a team that, hey, 2 years, $73 million of Kemba Walker, you put him right up there with these top level guards, you know, probably a little bit below Kyle and Chris and Mike Conley, but if there's a team out there that wants to take a swing for him, if there's a comfort level, I think that's the name that you certainly should circle here.
Bobby, awesome stuff. Appreciate it. 6 o'clock. I'm sure your phone will be buzzing plenty.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline with NBA free agency beginning tonight. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Well, the trade deadline for Major League Baseball was this past Friday, but one team made a big deal and is still in major, major trouble.
Trouble.
That's coming up in moments after Bart tells you about DoorDash.
DoorDash here with the summer of DoorDash Pass. Or let me start over. DoorDash here with the summer of DoorPass. Right now, DoorPass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try DoorPass for free and get special savings exclusively, you know, exclusive menu items, a $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorPass in the DoorDash app now. And stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply. I butchered it, but I owned it. Back after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
The Yankees are finalizing a deal to acquire first baseman Anthony Rizzo.
They've added both Joey Gallo and also Anthony Rizzo.
A lot of people had been thinking Anthony Rizzo was a better fit for the Boston Red Sox, not the New York Yankees.
Got to be tough to be a Cubs fan and see all of your beloved players, Rizzo, Bryant, Baez, even Kimbrel,
home run,
going somewhere else and helping other teams win right now. Oh, Yankees got it done this weekend. Brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. There is no question that Anthony Rizzo has had an exceptionally positive
might sign him impact. Right now. They might sign him to a loan. They thought he was a rental. They might mess around and sign him right now.
He's carrying the cover off the ball.
What's he batting, like 600?
He's 5-for-9 this weekend with 2 home runs and playing gold glove defense. Absolutely phenomenal in every way that they have needed him to be. Just brilliant in what Rizzo has done. And Aaron Boone is certainly enjoying every last bit of it right now.
He's a keeper. What can you say? He's been terrific. Obviously, a couple home runs, but really good at bats each and every time, and really good over there at first base, too. So, and he's come in here, and I think the heat of the chase has definitely invigorated him, and he's come in and fit in seamlessly in the room.
Yeah, boy, we'll never see you again. it's been real, Voit.
Yeah, Luke Voit's going to be walking around like a sad sack the rest of the year. You know, maybe you'll get to play once in a week, game day after a day game after a night game, something like that.
Yeah,
but
man.
Look, more than anything, it has provided them with incredible energy. They needed this kind of jolt. It wasn't just about what Joey Gallo and Anthony Rizzo can do, but you can see they are a much more energetic team by seeing what he has been able to give them, not just offensively, but it's a likable guy who's been a leader of a championship team. And Bart, I mean, we talked about the notion that Aaron Judge has wanted to be a leader.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This guy could have walked in the door and just become a leader right away.
And that's crazy, right? That you would think that Aaron Judge, that he would be the guy. But for somebody to come in that's been a leader from somewhere else, it's always interesting for me when you put two alpha males or you put a bunch of alpha males together who, like, kind of rises up to become the leader of the alpha males. And it looks like Rizzo has done that. Not Gallo. Mm-hmm. It's been Rizzo. And he's reinvigorated his team. And remember how excited we were with the young guys coming up and all the energy they were playing with? The problem was they were a walking error, right? They made mistakes. This guy provides all the energy that you expect that you got from the young guys, but with a professionalism and a gold glove right there to make all the right plays defensively, not just the hustle and bustle offensively and the base running and the contact hitting, but he also brings you like the discipline and fundamentals of playing great defense.
I want to go back to one thing, though. As an athlete, as a player, can someone new walk into the room? It would be different in the NFL because it doesn't happen mid-season very often.
Mm-hmm.
But can someone walk into the room and immediately be a leader of a team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can remember.
You think that could happen even mid-season?
Especially when, like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can remember Steve McNair coming in and kind of changing everything, right? Mm-hmm. Because the offense hadn't had identity. Jonathan Ogden was a great player, Hall of Fame player. But Steve McNair kind of embodied what we wanted to be and was able to get guys. And, you know, he was a tank back there. You know what I mean? And things that you would see him do and the punishment you would see him endure, you know, kind of reinvigorated the whole offensive side of the ball. We had our leader on the defensive side of the ball with Ray Lewis and everything that Ed Reed brought to the table. But they lacked that on the offensive side of the ball. And he brought them identity and a style and a swagger.
The Yankees did this not thinking about just making the playoffs. They did this thinking they're winning the wild card and they're trying to get beyond that. And then you have the Mets, who traded for Javi Baez. Terrific this weekend. Home run, again, great defense. All that's great. Problem is that the Mets get Baez before the trade deadline, and then they announce at 5 o'clock, an hour later, not coincidentally, by the way, that Jacob DeGrom was shut down for 2 more weeks, is not coming back until September. Now, listen to this from Buster Olney. This is about a week ago with Greeny and what he has to say about Jacob DeGrom and all the health issues that he's gone through this year.
Well, I mean, here's the reality with his situation. He's broken down repeatedly. You know, there is the question in baseball, can someone throw as hard as they can every single pitch and stand up? And I don't know exactly what's going on with his elbow and with repeated arm injuries. But I do know this. I've had Dr. James Andrews and others tell me that if you have Tommy John surgery, generally speaking, the window that you have before you might require another is about 7 years. Think of it like tread on a tire.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob DeGrom's first Tommy John surgery happened in 2010. We're 11 years past that. And so we're seeing repeated elbow issues, and it does make you wonder about what's going on.
Look, the Mets are in big trouble here because they didn't get a starting pitcher. They obviously kept it quiet so that they wouldn't get fleeced, but they didn't end up getting anybody anyway of consequence. They got Trevor Williams and Rich Hill. All right, that's fine. But then you couple that with Taijuan Walker, who, Bart, has thrown 99
All-star.
Innings this year.
All-star.
All-star and terrible since. And, yes, all-star, been great. But, Bart, thrown 99 innings this year. The 4 years prior, combined, he had thrown 74. That's a problem.
Fatigue.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to build a guy up, But now you're probably not too far off where the limit should be for Taiwan Walker this year. So you've got big problems all over that starting rotation.
And Stroman has struggled as well. So it's like, where do you go from that?
Like this, you have to count on guys like Tyler McGill. Like Tyler McGill. Tyler McGill sounds like a kid, you know, made fun of me when I was in high school. It doesn't sound like a guy who's going to be able to go out there and pitch into the postseason. I didn't know it, Tyler McGill. But it sounds like somebody who would do it.
No, absolutely. Like Tyler McGill is like the guy on the prep squad on the opposite side of Revenge of the Nerds. I totally understand. For that dude it would be the name of the dude that eventually played on Married with Children. You know what I mean? I mean, but, you know, it's crazy, man. Like, it's like the luster. And you know, thankfully for them, they're in such a bad division that if they can get healthy and figure things out and, you know, if they can steal some wins, they can still find a way to get into the postseason. But where do we expect them to go if they don't have a healthy Jacob deGrom and Stroman and Taiwan Walker can't be able to produce or answer the bell because, you know, they're getting to their limits?
The answer is not very far. Not very far at all. And the division is so bad that they lost 2 out of 3 this weekend and they're still in first place. And look, the Phillies are trying to take 2 relievers, not one but 2, and stretch them into starters, which that's going to take a month and a half at least to do for each guy. And the Braves just can't seem to get out of their own way.
Yeah, they haven't. I think the Braves haven't won a back-to-back game in like their last 17. They just alternate win-loss, 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 win-loss. And, you know, they're trying to find themselves as they lost Acuna. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting, man. But it's crazy, right, because we thought that all the momentum was for the Mets, and the Mets were going to go into the postseason. They had a chance with DeGrom and the pitching, and Lindor were going to eventually come back, and, you know, hopefully Conforto could heat up, and if. And here goes the Yankees in a time where we think it's over with. It's time to start tearing this thing up, make a couple moves, and they have all the energy. And we said, man, well, if they get in. Yeah, you know, isn't it crazy, like the year when you don't expect them to win, that's the year that they'll win or they'll get in because they made a couple of moves. And still beyond me how Cashman didn't have to spend any extra money. Like, he had people basically take on the money of these guys, so he really didn't go over the luxury tax. It's amazing, right? So, like, I don't know what kind of Hoffa pictures he got or what he got on some of these people, man. But, like, you have to tip your hat to Cashman, and you have to say, hey, well, you know, Steve Cohen, you was talking all this stuff about the pocketbook, and you didn't get enough done. Yeah, Baez we like, but you know we needed another arm. And now, in light of the Jacob deGrom stuff, we really need another arm. So if you had to overpay, you got the money.
I don't know if that was Cohen or if that was Sandy Alderson not wanting to dip down into the minor leagues too much. But all I can tell you is this. There are times when it's okay to overpay.
Yeah.
And when you knew that about deGrom on Friday, you had to know that, all right, you may not want to get fleeced, but you may know that you have to do something extra to get over the hump.
We all have been in the airport. It was like, man, I cannot believe that they charged me $5.49 for a damn Gatorade. Like, but you understand that when I get on this plane, I get in this high altitude, you're not allowed to cough right now.
You know where they screw you in the airport? They always give you the full-size bags of every chips that there are. You know, make you give me the little short little Pringles can. No, it's the big boy, and that's $9.
They want to make you thirsty.
Yeah, well,
so you have to pay the $5.
I don't need the 2-pound bag of combos.
You cough on a plane right now, you might get your ass kicked.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. I don't think there's a mite about it. Up next, one NFL owner is making it sound as if the NFC is already a foregone conclusion. Bart, that's right. That's coming up after Bart tells you about our friends from DoorDash.
DoorDash here with the summer of DoorPass. Right now, DoorPass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with DoorPass in the DoorDash app. And stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I get the thing.
You listen to Jerry Jones? You think they may as well just wrap it up already in the NFC? It is Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. And don't forget on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on Bart and Han appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Allen today. Here's Jerry Jones on the NFL Network on the fact that the Cowboys are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week one.
We're going to have a lot of prayer so that we can get the courage to show up. Let me tell you this. World champion, Tom Brady, Tampa, great atmosphere. What a better opportunity to step up there and be David against Goliath.
David against Goliath. What are we, the little engine that could now? Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
Chicken. Tiny Tim. Like, I'm David and Goliath. Well, he's talking about he need prayer. Any boys here in Texas, right?
Yep.
You better call up Joel Osteen. He'll pray to baby Jesus for you. For a cost.
That one I am like.
Carlin's official statement? No comment.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to take this one?
Let's move on then.
A gift
for the church. I'm sure he'll throw a prayer up for you.
Well, again, I reached down, nothing there. I'll tell you, somebody else who could use a little bit of help is the Indianapolis Colts with Carson Wentz. Because in case you're just joining us, Carson Wentz is going to have surgery and on his injured foot, and it will cost him anywhere from 5 weeks to 12 weeks, which is an awfully wide gap to work with, and I don't know where the Colts can go if Wentz is going to miss that much time when all of their backups have not taken a snap in the NFL. It is amazing to me that they are in this situation, and I would even put the fault on them there, because if you're going to bring him in, given his history of injuries, Bart, you have to know that you have to have somebody who can back him up.
Yeah, you know what? They kind of went all in, right? They pushed their chips all the way to the middle. And it's crazy to know, or what we said, we were kind of discussing off air, that maybe this is a bone that he broke in high school.
Yeah.
And it re-broke. That's interesting news.
Apparently so. He was dealing with this injury at some point in high school, and it broke again in his foot. So he's going to have to get this surgery. And I'll tell you, I could not get over one thing that was mentioned as a possibility, Nick Foles. Carson Wentz,
Let's get another statue.
Oh, my God. He literally had to walk past a statue of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson going to work every day for the last, five years or so since he's been in the league. Wow.
Let's get an Elmo, St. Elmo's. Get a statue in front of St. Elmo's.
Oh, my God. Poor Carson Wentz. ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Han, the podcast.